NFL Week 6 Bets and Predictions.
If you want to make big money on this week's NFL games, this is the only episode you need to watch. This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too. Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
And this is Josh, aka Nifty.
All right, so we got NFL Week 6 absolute locks coming up. But first, I just want to highlight how people that are watching this show are making money. We were 4 for 5 betting on NFL spreads last week. And I think we've made, 70% successful bets over the past 2 weeks? If you know anything about football, that's not easy.
All right, let's jump right into it with one of our locks of the week. And this is the Lions, who are 3.5 favorites in Dallas. Who do we like and why?
All right, so I think we can both agree that we like the Lions here. So Dallas beat the Steelers last week. They've won 6 straight against the Lions. But this is the Lions team that we are extremely bullish on and have been since the start of the year. Now, the Cowboys are very banged up. They're without Parsons. They're without D-Law. They just don't look right. Now, I think people are going to maybe look at their win against the Steelers last week and say, oh, maybe the Cowboys are coming around. But I think what you actually saw there is just the Steelers are a bit exposed. You know, when you look at the Steelers, Justin Fields, the offense just could not do anything, even against a depleted lineup in the Cowboys defense. And then when you look at the Lions, this is a team that is absolutely stacked. And when we look at the matchups, I think they are perfectly ready to exploit the Cowboys.
I see a team that is riddled with injuries on defense versus a team that is coming off a bye week and is completely healthy with one of the top-ranked offenses in the league. So the Lions are 3-1, winning by at least a touchdown in all 3 of their victories this year. The Lions are coming off a bye. They're 100% healthy. They're also 3rd in the league with total yards per game and ranked in top 7 in all offensive categories. This is an absolute powerhouse. I think Dallas is going to limp into their bye week. I think the Lions are going to come into Dallas and absolutely just crush him with all these injuries.
Yeah, this is the matchup I'm looking at to key on this and why I think the Lions at minus 3.5 in Dallas has an absolute lock. One is it's an indoor game, which the Lions are an indoor team and they're built for track meets indoors. The Cowboys have a bottom 10 ranked run defense and the Lions are one of the best running offenses in the league. I think where you're going to see my game plan for this is the Lions absolutely pound the ball with Montgomery and Gibbs. It is a proven formula. Goff doesn't need to play hero, but he can hit St. Brown and Laporta when the Cowboys start cheating against the run, right? I don't think the Cowboys are going to have any answer for that. I think, Cowboys with Dak and CeeDee and this new Tolbert guy could put up some points through the air, but I think the Lions dominate the game in the ground, dominate time possession. They win this game by a touchdown.
That's it. All right, on to the Bills, which are favorites in New York. They're playing the Jets. This is a divisional matchup. Very interesting one because we just saw a little bit of a shakeup in the New York organization. We saw the Bills, they made a bit of a blunder in their previous game against Houston. So this is quite an interesting one here. Who do we like?
So for me personally, I think this is a perfect bounce back spot for the Bills and Josh Allen. Everyone got a little bit ahead of themselves through the first 3 weeks. They were 3-0. Everyone was saying, look, Bills are the team to beat. Allen's the MVP. Then they played the Ravens and the Texans, who are 2 real playoff teams, and they lost. But now they're against a divisional foe in the Jets. This is, I think it's just, it's Sunday or Monday Night Football. I can't remember which one. You look at the Jets, man. They just don't look good. Rodgers, he looks 50. He's banged up. He nearly came out of that last game. His knee, his ankle. Rodgers could get blown out of a game at any moment. He's already banged up. I know Josh Allen's a little banged up too, but you look at the Jets, man. Their offensive line is not getting the job done. Breece Hall has not lived up to expectations. Garrett Wilson has not been on the same page as Aaron Rodgers. They're hoping that they're going to trade for Davante Adams to save their season. I see a very, very lackluster Jets team against a Bills team who I think is still quite strong, even though they just played 2 tough teams. Bills will beat up on non-playoff teams, I think, this year, and the Jets, for me, are not a playoff team.
So Aaron Rodgers hasn't thrown for more than 300 yards in, guess how many games? 28 games.
Wow.
Bro, a guy going on almost three seasons without 300 yards passing.
Woo!
Isn't that crazy? So this is an offense that ranks 25th in points per game, last in rushing yards per game, and 27th in total yards per game.
Mm.
So bringing back Aaron Rodgers, who's in his early 40s, whatever, maybe that wasn't the best idea. We're seeing a lot of turmoil in the organization. To me, that just creates, there's too much noise in the locker room right now. There's not enough focus on the actual gameplay itself. So the problem is, if the Jets fall behind and they're one of the worst ranked offenses, how are they going to keep up? Look at the Bills. In their first three games, they won by 6 points, 21 points, and 37 points. So this is a team that can and will put up points. Mm-hmm. Although the Jets do have a really good defense, I don't think that the Jets are able to keep up with the firepower that the Bills have. So I think I'm taking the Bills at 2.5 favorites against the Jets.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think this is a perfect bounce back spot for the Bills. Again, we always talk about this, the NFL, like teams go way up and they get brought back down to earth. And then they go way down, everyone writes them off, and they get brought back up. So I think, yeah, go against the trends. I think Bills coming off two tough losses, they could have easily won that game against the Texans. At the end there, they made some questionable calls, as you said. I think they bounce back here and beat the Jets, who I just don't think they're very good.
So we do have two picks left for you, but before we go on, we just want to let you know that we are making these picks with BlockBet, and we do have an extremely special offer for you. This is a mega boost. If you follow all four games that we lay out in this four-game parlay, you'll see a huge boost on your bet by using the link in the description. And we like BlockBet for a bunch of reasons, obviously, for the VPN. You know, I was just down in the States. It's at the Seattle game. I can't use Bet365 because of the geo-blocking. Turn on my VPN, place some bets with BlockBet.
Yep.
And I'm getting my massive increased reward. So
yeah, they're giving us custom boosts on all these custom parlays we're making in NFL every week. So yeah, we're fully endorsed that BlockBet is definitely the best crypto and sports betting platform there is. Check the ref link.
All right, so on to our next one. We got the Steelers. They are favorites in Vegas. What do we like here?
So this is an interesting one again. Pittsburgh, kind of like the Bills. They started 3-0. Everyone's like, oh, wow, Steelers, Fields, look at this team, the defense. Number one ranked defense in the league. And then they just lost two in a row. They lost to the Cowboys, not great. Fields maybe being exposed is not great. So it's like, okay, maybe we're a little bearish on the Steelers. But they do have a very, very good defense. And I think what you're going to see from the Steelers throughout the year is when the Steelers play subpar offenses, they can shut them down to like not even barely scoring 10 points, right? We saw in their first three games, the teams barely scored 10 points. And I think the Raiders are just the perfect matchup for the Steelers. Let's be real. The Raiders stink. I don't like this team at all. Davante Adams isn't playing. You got the quarterback play is abysmal. They have a bottom third offense ranked across the board. Bottom third in rushing. Bottom third in passing. The defense isn't good. I think the Steelers, I don't think they're nearly as good as people thought they were, but I just think the Raiders are one of the worst teams in the league, and I think the Steelers are going to come in, absolutely shut down the Raiders' offense, and yeah, you're going to see like a 23-10 game here.
So typically these games are quite low scoring. I think the total points for is around 40 points, and the average margin of victory is 3 points, one way or the other. But this year I do see it a bit differently. There is just too much turmoil in the Vegas locker room with Max Crosby. Even there's like some discussion around Max Crosby wanting to go with Davante Adams. You can't have a defensive star and an offensive star not participating in the game and taking away from all, you know, what should be going on in the locker room.
Yep.
So what I see is a team in Vegas who had a fluky victory against Baltimore. Other than that, they've been blown out by every team they played.
They're bad.
So if we look at this, let's just look at the defensive statistics. And if we did the spread just on defense alone, we know the Steelers' defense is amazing. They're allowing only 14 points per game right now. And they're up against a Vegas team that is in the bottom third in just about every single category. Mm-hmm. So the Steelers allowing 14 points per game. The Raiders allowing 26 points per game on average. Mm-hmm. So that is a 12-point swing right there. So if we just do it based on that alone, the Steelers should, in my opinion, win by at least 3 points.
Yeah, and I think, again, I'm going to key in on a specific area of this game. This is why I'm picking the Steelers to win by more than 3 points. The Raiders' defense is one of the worst against the run. The Steelers' offense, while they, Fields, he's a little bit inaccurate with passing, they have been running the ball effectively. Jalen Warren may come back for this game. He's their starting running back. Najee Harris, Cordarrelle Patterson are not great running backs. Field is obviously a running threat. I think he's still going to start the game over Russell Wilson. The Steelers are running the ball reasonably effective, and I think that's where you're going to see it's the classic old-school game plan for the Steelers here. Run the ball, control time possession, absolutely shut the Raiders down with their defense, and yeah, win the game by 10 points or something like that. So yeah, I think -3, for sure, we got to take them. And we are doing a special giveaway today, so make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Beanstalk Bets, right here. And if you also subscribe to our Twitter account, which is at Beanstalk Bets, also linked in the description, we're going to be giving away minimum of $100 or all of the winnings for one of our biggest football bet wins this week to one lucky subscriber. All you have to do to qualify is follow us on YouTube and follow us on Twitter, and you can win $100, $500, or more.
Okay, the Colts. These guys are one-point favorites going into Tennessee. This is an interesting one. It is only a one-point swing at the moment, but Tennessee's coming off a bye. So, you know, if a team comes off a bye, typically they got that time to plan. It's an extra week of planning. It's an extra week of getting healthy. But there's some injuries at quarterback on both sides. So which way are we going with this one?
So betting on AFC South divisional games is notoriously difficult. Like, I always have a tough time, you know, Colts, Texans, Titans, Jaguars. It's very hard. That's why the lines are always so close, right? Because if you go back in history, these are always close games. For me, the deciding factor here is that Joe Flacco is starting for the Colts. Like, Anthony Richardson, he's so volatile. He'll make the best play in the world and the worst play in the world. Then he's out for five plays and he's back for five plays. Bro, Flacco can still play. He came in last year because Richardson got hurt again, and he looked good. They did lose the game, but he looked good. Remember when Flacco came in for Deshaun Watson last year for the Browns, and they made a playoff run? Flacco can still play. I think what you're going to see here is Flacco coming in as a veteran presence for a Colts team that has a few pieces. You know, still have Pittman, Alex Pierce, Jonathan Taylor. They've got a few guys. And I think Flacco's going to come in and provide a stable, a real quarterback who's not making crazy plays, throwing it up. Like, he can still play, and this, for me, is a deciding factor. And the Titans, I don't like this team. The defense is decent. They're putting up decent stats, maybe because they've played some poor teams. But I don't think they have very much skill. Will Levis is not a quarterback that I want to put my money on. I don't like the Titans. I think the Colts with Flacco are actually a better team. So I'm going to take the Colts.
100%. Yeah, I've never been a real fan of Richardson. I see Flacco. Remember, this guy was one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league at one point. Yeah. Remember that? He fucking got that amazing contract in Baltimore.
Yep.
So he's put up 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions since stepping in. Tennessee, yes, they do have a really good defense. I think they're ranked number one in several categories. But again, that's because they haven't been playing the best teams. Mm-hmm. Tennessee, all three of the losses have been by at least 7 points. With only one victory all season over Miami when they didn't have Tua.
Yeah.
So, you know, who are these guys? They're -7 in point differential.
It could be on four.
-7 in turnover differential. So they're not winning the turnover battles.
Yep.
Will Levis, there's some injury talk of an injury there, so they'll have their backup Mason Rudolph potentially coming in.
Oh God!
So if I'm gonna choose between the quarterback situation, I'm gonna go with Joe Flacco and the Colts.
Yep.
I think that's just a better team all around, even though they're not coming off the bye. It's just I can't put my money on Will Levis or Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, I think the Colts are gonna win that game. So those are our 4 weekly locks. And as we said, if you take all 4 of those games in the parlay, massive bet boost on BlockBet, which you can find the referral link. But we do have one extra game we want to talk about. It's one of the probably the best game of the week, right? So this is like, okay, Ravens, Commanders. We got the Ravens, who, you know, a lot of people thought they were some Super Bowl favorites coming in. They've looked decent. And then we have the Commanders, the most surprising team in the NFL for sure, right? We've got Jaden Daniels, hot rookie quarterback. People are saying this guy could be the MVP. Really, really interesting game. So we're gonna take different sides here, but we have to discuss it. So what do you think?
This is the battle of the top 2 offenses in the league. Washington ranks first with 31 points per game, and Baltimore ranks second with 29.4 points per game. The Commanders are coming off a 4-game winning streak, and they've scored at least 34 points in their 3 previous games, absolutely decimating teams by multiple scores. Baltimore, on the other hand, let's look at their games. They lost to Kansas City. They lost to the Raiders by 3. They beat the Cowboys by 3, which they nearly blew that game. And they beat the Bengals by 3 in overtime. This is a team that they don't beat teams. Whereas the Commanders, on the other hand, they beat down on teams. So I see a 6.5 spread here, and I'm like, there's no way Baltimore can, they haven't beat a team all year by 4 points.
Mm.
How are they possibly going to win this game by 6.5?
Inverse bets.
I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I just don't see, they don't have the firepower to keep, both teams have the firepower. But again, they haven't beat a single team this year by at least 4 or 5 points. Right. How are they going to win by 6.5?
I think everything you just said is like, that's why it's going to happen. Because they haven't done it yet, that's my thesis is why it's going to happen. Like, if the NFL teams go way up and they go down, I think the Commanders right now are way up, they're going to come down. Like, it's a rookie quarterback. He's going to make some mistakes. So here's, I like to key in on certain matchups, certain stats in the game. So here's what I'm keying on in this one. Washington has, they've really hung their hat. You know, everyone talks about Jaden Daniels. It's their run game that has brought them to these wins, right? So they have the number two run game in the NFL. Guess who was the number one run defense in the NFL? The Baltimore Ravens. So if you want to see how you're going to shut down the Washington Commanders, it's by stopping the run and putting the ball in Jaden Daniels' passing hands. Well, the Ravens are perfectly equipped to do that with the league's best rushing off or defense. So I think if they can shut down the Washington run, make Jaden Daniels play hero, maybe he throws a couple of picks, maybe he puts the ball on the turf. I think that's going to be my recipe for the Ravens to win this game. And I think, yeah, look, the Ravens have won three straight.
Yeah.
They're rolling right now. I think the Ravens, look, I think with Derrick Henry, with Lamar Jackson, they're really figuring out their identity of being able to pound that rock. And I just really like that matchup. I like the fact that the Ravens can shut down the Commanders' run offense. And it's and look, everything says, look, the Commanders are going to win this game. The Commanders plus 6.5.
Well, at least cover the spread.
Yeah. So I think Baltimore is going to make a statement here, say, look, Ravens are one of the best teams in the AFC. I think Commanders are due for a step back. They've been so hot. They've been so good. I think, yeah, I'm just going with, you know, inverse bets here. I think Ravens win this game by a touchdown.
Yeah, I'd be interested. This is the one I got my eye on.
Yeah, this is going to be a great game. This is one you definitely want to watch.
Yeah, look, so those are our locks of the week. We got four locks. We got one where we kind of, you know, pick either side. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. You can let us know who you got in that game, and we'll follow up on it and all these things. But pay attention to week 7. We've been banging out the last couple weeks here. You know, share this episode with your friends. All right, so that's our weekly locks. We do have one discrepancy at the end there. It'll be interesting to see how it turns out. Let us know, you know, maybe who you guys are picking in the comments. We can dive in and see, you know, maybe there's a few fans out there who are smarter than us at picking these games. Mm. And we'll start to use your picks.
Yep.
You can start tossing out why you like the teams, who should be winning all these things. And then tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.